Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Previously on Transmissions from Colony One.
This is where we'll need to build them.
Build what?
Towns. Each Meg facility will have a town printed and constructed around them. Vasily and Luke here are developing a heating element for the construction printers to keep the sulfur concrete filament from freezing.
The South Pole Thermonuclear Array. Over 1,100 4-megaton thermonuclear explosives buried in the ice in Planum Austral, ready for detonation as part of MechD's terraforming protocol. I propose we extract 5, maybe 6 bombs, strap them on ERV-4, and send it on a one-way trip to intercept the bastard.
Here. Al-Kahira Valis, Cairo Valley, 3,400 kilometers away.
Nicole and Vasily are going much, much farther than we are, and in more demanding terrain.
Safe travels.
Please, come back in one piece.
The main launch vehicle will be MechD-3's Maya rocket. Attached to this will be the Scorpion spacecraft, MechD-3's lander.
The main body of the launch vehicle will be Space Station Hercules.
They're bringing the space station to Mars?
That's our supply craft. All the docking arms will be detached and secured to the side of the station. On the front will be Maya rocket and Centipede lander for MechD-4. MechD-3's rocket will be used as the launch device.
Meade and his team should be arriving in Al-Kahira Valis today. Zem has Tim creating magnets in this forge Walter's concocted, and the thermonuclear retrieval team is nearing the South Pole. GPS ended up being a bit off in Terra Sirenum, and they're caught in the middle of a polar storm that's grounding them for the time being.
Wanted to live in Cairo Valley. Give me Tebbi Crater in the south, overlooking Hellas Planitia. Pete can have Cairo Valley.
The hell I will! I'm taking Chloe to Shalbatana. Give my woman beachfront property, thank you very much.
Perhaps Walter and Abby could find a home here. Alright, good. And there. Kaya, go ahead and get Colony One on the horn. A few more lines encoded. And there we go.
You are certain?
That's it. Take a peek for yourself.
Let's see now.
Alright.
Check my coding a fourth time if you don't trust me.
I do trust you, Pete, but we are working without a margin for error. So, repeated scrutiny is necessary.
Cairo Valley to Colony One. Kaya Osin calling Colony One from Cairo Valley. Over.
This regolith extractor won't short circuit from any external variables, right?
External variables?
Wind, dust, volcano eruptions.
Should be fine, Pete. Are you questioning my handiwork?
Would never dream of it.
But we're working without a margin for error, thus repeated scrutiny is a necessity.
Vate faire, Voutra.
Colony One to Cairo Valley.
I understand French, prick.
Oh, I know you do.
Sam, we finished programming all confirmed surveying measurements, and Luke's printer is already in operation. Pete's firing up the 2 surveillance cameras I've placed so we can view the progress. We've packed up and are about to drive back to Colony One. Over.
Coding looks good, Pete.
I told you were wasting your time.
can never be too sure with you. Cameras should be powered on.
That sounds great, Kaya. You guys have done some terrific work out there. And Nate has given me the thumbs up on your video feed from both cameras. Safe travels, guys. Colony 1, over and out.
We're clear. Come on, you two. Time to go home.
See you in 5 months, Cairo Valley.
November 14th, 2057. Mission Control. Mech to Headquarters. 18 days until launch window.
How's the crew? They up to speed on everything they need to do?
I hope so. No one has ever constructed anything like this before.
He's got it under control.
My team is as ready as they can be. I have no concerns about their readiness.
Captain Yoshida. All right. All right, I'll let him know. Thanks, Omar. Safe travels. Jet's ready for departure.
Ah, it is.
You don't need to be the one to do this.
Design and build of spacecraft is my domain, Rachel. I need to be there. You know, every step feels like my legs will break. Perhaps leaving Earth gravity could help.
I'm gonna walk you out to the jet, at least.
Very well. Commander Lee, I've done my best to leave you with as good a head start as possible. In worst-case scenario, I trust you'll maintain the rate of supply transfer that I've put in place.
You have done a tremendous job. Your leadership has helped convince me that this unthinkable plan might actually work. We'll see you in a few weeks. Good luck up there.
Nikki's gonna give you a treatment before you land, right?
Yes, Rachel. I've told you this.
Good. And remember, the cargo from Zhao's extraction in Tainan won't go up until the bulk carriers arrive.
Rachel.
I'm merely being conscious of your condition is all.
Everything is ready. Everyone's prepared. You've nothing to worry about. I'm one step closer to Neda. Each action I take that gets me closer strengthens me.
That's great, Fedor. Nikki's been doing you good.
See you soon, my friend. Oh, Rachel. Happy birthday.
What? Really?
You've forgotten.
Preparations for their departure for Jarvis Island.
Be right there. I'm hoping
Sam's planning on retrieving this ultrasound machine soon.
It's on Sam's to-do list.
Let's go, Walter.
My turn.
What do you think?
And these are... what?
Braces, essentially. They are temporary model that Luke printed out while Pete's creating the steel ones, and they open up like this. You put your legs inside here and close the braces around them here. These latches tighten, and these elastic Velcro straps go around your quad and calf. In order to keep them in place, I'm going to implant a few small anchors into the sides of your lower femur. And that will also connect to the braces and provide even more stability. Simple, quick procedure, and I'd like to get that procedure out of the way now.
Sounds pretty pain-free.
Compared to what's on the horizon, Paul, this is a cinch. Your physical rehab will demand a very painful contribution. It's going to hurt.
Shit, it already hurts, Chloe. Go ahead.
I am going to get you walking again, Paul.
I hear ya. Capsule 216. Supply capsules 372 and 401. Ring a bell?
Should they?
2,308.81 kilometers from Colony 1. Tartarus Montes.
Oh.
We need the supplies, and we're going to bring back Jennifer and Orlando's remains and give them a proper burial. This is Sam in the loading bay.
I've relayed your message to Nicole and Vasily, and they concur that the weather's finally dissipated enough for them to resume their EVA. They'll be arriving at the first extraction point within the hour, and they'll commence operations upon arrival.
Thanks for the update, Kaya. I'm sure after waiting out a two-week blizzard in their THUs, they're itching to move around. We're heading to the suit room now. Look on the bright side, Tim. At least you're not in Plena Mistral.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
You're certain the two of you know how to operate this thing?
We both have operational training for the space elevator.
Rita and Daniel will do fine, Omar. Unless you think you'd do better.
Oh, it's yours to fly, guys.
Mr. Mendez, get headquarters on the line. Let them know we're set to depart.
MECTI headquarters.
Elevator climber 2 to MECTI headquarters. Departing now. We'll call with an update when we reach the stratopause. Climber 2, over.
Climber 2, crew cabin secured and pressurized. Loading coordinates.
Safeties unlocked and disarmed. Charging launch laser.
I've informed Commander Lee. Safe travels, and we'll look forward to your call at 50 kilometers. Headquarters, over and out.
Coordinates for space elevator orbit station loading.
Copy that. Launch laser at 73% charge.
Warp capsule standing by.
Copy. Arm stabilization system and arm support thrusters.
Nervous, Miss Floros?
I'll be fine, I promise.
Remember, if you need to use it, we have bags under...
I'll be fine, Fedor. It's a normal thing.
Launch laser at 100%, 6.44 petawatt charge.
Stabilization and support thrusters armed and standing by. Go for launch.
Copy that. Activate climber 2 launch in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Engage launch laser.
Oh. That feeling takes me back.
Lift off. Altimeter reading 7.2 meters and climbing. Activate stabilization.
Nikki?
Mm-hmm. Good.
Stabilization activated. Green across the board.
I get like this sometimes on the elevator.
I'm sure you're looking forward to zero-G again.
Absolutely.
I wish I had the same optimism for this launch vehicle construction.
But why are you hung up on me? Retract all docking modules and auxiliary extensions, align them with the Hercules spinal cord, wrap it in a 3D printed web along with MECTI's 4 rocket, and then place MECTI 3 rocket on the back. Look at the mission details. Easy.
Yeah, Felix. Pretty cut and dry.
Ever worked in zero gravity, Mr. Mendez?
I was an advisor to Administrator Dario Bidas and worked almost exclusively surface side.
I will not sugarcoat it. This will be thoroughly time-consuming, taxing work. We're creating a launch vehicle here that's never been tested, and never will be tested. Everyone here shares your concerns. and we all understand what happens if we do not execute each objective with perfection. But it needs to be done. When it comes to life or death, the concept of difficulty becomes irrelevant.
Before that happens.
Yes, we've got time.
What if we break protocol before Turby Crater, though? Wondering what would happen if the same thing were to occur with us.
Break protocol?
Yeah, an accident. Like Abby and Walter.
Chloe does have protocol for that occurrence. If it happens, then we follow protocol.
Maybe we don't have to wait until the Turby Crater settlement is completed. We could conceivably move there after.
Move there? With a child? With this kind of surface exposure? How in the world would we be able to transport... Oh, hey, I have an idea.
What idea? What are you thinking?
Tunnels. Fusion-propelled personal tunnels, like on Earth. Why didn't I think of this before? I need to call headquarters.
Comms are on. You guys hear me okay?
What we would need is some kind of boring machines that could,
Crystal clear, Sam. We've got your rover packed and ready for departure.
Thanks, you too.
You don't have Tim's comms on?
The peace and quiet is nice.
Let's get back inside. Safe travel, Sam.
Take care of yourselves, too.
If you come back alone, it's fine. Well, goodbye.
We'll be back in about a week.
We would need to print support structures that can maintain structural integrity in case of any seismic events. And in addition, boring machines that can do the digging. We need tram cars, security infrastructure. But it may work.
Tunnels, huh?
Captains Maywan and Boxia.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Omar Alvarez. Lieutenant Ava Murphy. Lieutenant Ben Richard.
Right, right.
Danny Holland and Rita Hodgson.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Hmm.
So, we have 1, 2, 3, 9 people out of over 60 with varying degrees of piloting experience.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Huh. All right. Landing MMLHVs have no comparison to anything you've ever flown or landed. And you only have the external cameras to provide any visual reference for what you're doing. I trust you have the right kind of skill and intuition needed, and I am sure that Omar, Ava, and Captains Wen and Shah should be fine with enough exposure in the CC. But everyone else...
We train and simulate. Train, simulate, train, and simulate.
Mm-hmm. As many times as it takes for them to get it right every time, yes. Round the clock. For everything we're doing, it's all for nothing if we can't land these things.
Yes, I agree. Though you must be patient, Rachel. No one asked for this.
I'll make sure to upload procedures and manuals in everybody's personal tablets.
I may take a group with me to the simulator tonight after dinner. Could use a practice.
Thermonuclear extraction site 1, Planum Austral, the South Pole of Mars.
Updates the Chicane along the way. And please let us know if the weather acts up like it did. Be safe. Colony 1, over and out.
Alright. Our first thermonuclear extraction. Who goes first?
You're not volunteering?
I'm surprised you haven't yet.
I'll volunteer.
Rock, paper, scissors. Best 2 out of 3. Loser goes down first.
Sure, that's fine.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Oh no. Paper beats rock.
Uh-huh. 1, 2, 3. Oh shit.
And rock beats paper. So sorry, Vasily.
Yeah, let's keep going.
Comfy, Connor? You're gonna be zip-tied in here for the better part of 10 hours.
He sounds content. I bother disturbing him.
I concur. Well. Down the pits.
Uh-huh. Gonna break these top-layer vise. I found a way in. Turned on my helmet and suit lights. Seems to be a lot of ice protrusions. Facing the cable to my suit.
You ready?
Yeah. 3.1 kilometers down. 3.1 kilometers up. Head first. Could be worse.
Better than being zip-tied to a seat for over 10 hours. Once you have the nuke's drill reprogrammed and you start your ascent, you can honestly stand on the top and ride it up. So, yeah, could be worse. You're secured. Go ahead and hook your tow cable to the nuke's winch cable.
Secured. I am go for first descent.
Just lean forward and I'll ease you in.
Copy. Leaning forward into the tunnel. Stoya Dela. I'm in. Commencing winch descent. Depth meter reading 2 meters. Hold. Over 3 kilometers of chiseling. Starting now. Hope you've brought some books to read, Nicole. These will take a while.
I'll make do.
Thank you.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.